This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
One of the key instructions from the Buddha about how we can learn to reduce the level of suffering in our life is that suffering is never reduced in the long term by acting from greed, aversion, or delusion. That we cannot become happy through the means of greed, aversion, and delusion. Now, the tricky thing is those things can reduce suffering in the moment, right? It reduces it in the moment, and that actually has this tragic effect of reinforcing that behavior. But the Buddha says that if we want to really have a heart that's at peace, we can't try and solve our problems with actions that arise from greed, aversion, or delusion. And so part of what we're doing in our meditation practice is seeing when greed, aversion, and delusion arises. And so maybe there's a pain in the knee and the mind starts playing out this whole story about it. Or maybe you have a memory of a painful emotional event from your life. And the kind of engine of aversion starts chugging along, and we notice this. And this is important. Important to notice that. Important to notice how we think greed or aversion can solve our problems. And so one level is noticing that as it comes up in the mind, the body. But there's another there's a kind of back door in the mind through which greed and aversion can enter, even as we're seeing greed and aversion. So I know that wasn't clear. There's our experience, what's kind of arising moment by moment. But then there's a kind of attitude that the awareness is taking towards that experience. So we might be noticing greed or clinging, aversion in our experience. We might be noticing that, but what we're also training ourselves to be aware of is the quality of the observing mind, which itself may be tangled up with greed or aversion. So as we attend to our life, as we pay attention in this this way, we're noticing what's coming up moment by moment, and we're noticing how we're noticing. We're noticing the kind of subtle attitude of the observing mind. This is Ajahn Chah sort of summing up practice. This is Jack Kornfield's teacher. Know who you are. Know your body and mind simply by watching. Use wisdom. The practice is not to try and achieve anything, just be mindful of what is. Our whole meditation is looking directly at the mind. You'll see suffering, its cause, and its end. You must be patient. Much patience and endurance. Gradually you will learn. You must learn the values of giving, of patience, and of devotion. Don't practice too strictly. Don't get caught up with outward forms. Watching others is bad practice. Don't discriminate. Would you get upset at a small tree in the forest for not being tall like some of the others? This is silly. Don't judge other people. There are all varieties. No need to carry the burden of wishing to change them all. So, be patient, practice morality, live simply and be natural. Watch the mind. This is our practice. It will lead you to unselfishness, to peace. So we're watching the mind, and we're watching the mind that watches too. Settling in to a posture. Just taking a few deep breaths. And softening anything that can be softened. The belly. The shoulders, the jaw. And there may be some tension that still remains. allow that to remain. When the mind isn't given anything to do, it goes looking for something. So at the beginning, it's often skillful to give the mind the breath. Attending with some precision to the beginning and end of the in-breath and the beginning and end of the out-breath. noticing if in the first few minutes of this practice period, your experiences have been interpreted as meaning something about you as a meditator, you as a person. If anything's been added to the story of me, just notice that and let it go. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. Broadening the attention to include the whole body. The physical and emotional sensations in the body. Not letting the attention dart around in a frenzied kind of way, from one sensation quickly to another, to another. But pause for a few seconds and really soak the attention into that experience of feeling. If there's pleasure in the body, know what pleasure feels like. And if there's pain in the body, know what pain feels like. There's a desire to move. Know what lets you know you want to move. Letting go of the body. And beginning to notice the mind and the attitude of the observing mind. greed and aversion can flavor all of our experience unless we notice it. And it's like the awareness gets clearer and clearer. There may still be pain in the body, pain in the mind. But the observing mind becomes more and more transparent. In these last 3 minutes, we can do less and less and less to our experience. and see if you can find the relaxation that you envision after the bell will ring, right now. Don't give up on yourself.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.